Shall we be off?
You hear that?
Just barely.
I hear it.
I only hear the waves.
If you get close, sometimes you can feel a warm... No, not... Maybe it's just a warm night.
I might hear some cackling in the flames. But it's being drowned out by the waves.
Yeah, it's kind of a windy night tonight. Not the best night for it.
And Adelie leads us to our next destination.
Adelie is going to lead everyone up this path through narrow alleyways between the buildings. So narrow that at points you can reach out and touch either wall with your fingertip.
You can see it's like lines where people have done it, like ward into the wall.
Through the trees, all the way up to this nice little overlook where you can see the other forested island.
This part of town is called, it's called Island View. And I think we passed a lot of bookstores on our way up here. And Erica, you're drawing the first card of diamonds.
Seven.
AJ?
Nine.
SJ?
Seven.
Zach?
Two.
Okay. In this spot, nothing special happened. Sightings of a short, menacing presence. People talk about a poltergeist, and people feel fingers running down their back.
Sightings of a short, menacing?
A short and menacing presence.
I swear I don't frequent this area.
talks of a poltergeist.
And the feeling of fingers running down their backs.
I'm real. See? Iron, salt. Huh. Ah, what's my fur?
Roberto, I saw a lot of bookstores. I think we might need to make a stop on the way back.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it would be... I think it would be... what's that word you've been trying to teach me?
Remiss?
Yeah, remissed. Yeah. Definitely good. Thank you. That's if we missed that. That's exactly the word I was thinking of.
They looked open.
Oh, I'd love to join you if you wouldn't mind.
We can make a stop.
Bookstores.
Emerald sure. Arbors. When I go to Emerald Arbors, they have the best books, the oldest books.
I like that.
So Adelie is actually telling the story as she leads you down this winding walkway through these alleys filled with bookstores. A long time ago, and still kind of the case today, is there like a university or something here?
Sure.
This actually primarily houses the university students. And so there's not a lot of families or children here. And yet often late at night, lots of students talk about as they're walking down these dark alleys going from one place to the other. They stayed up too late studying, of seeing darting around corners, quiet giggles of what appear to be children. They thought they were, of course, you know, smaller folk like me and David here. But the giggles gave them away. And if you tried to follow them, you would see either two small figures standing too far away to make out clearly, standing too still, or you'd see nothing at all, but feel fingertips trailing down your back. If you get too persistent about noticing them, then more than just small things will happen. I had a cousin who went to school here, and he almost had a flower pot fall on his head from a window because he got a little too nosy. I don't know. Still kind of spooky.
Oh, did you see that?
I think I felt something.
No, I was just joking.
No, I wasn't.
But anyway, look at this view. Isn't this pretty?
Yeah, you can see the chain from here. They built that chain, I don't know, a couple hundreds of years ago,
the iron chain, right?
Ships back. Yeah, well, it crosses the whole harbor.
Yeah.
Keeps out the boats. Those two buildings on either side, they can let the chain slack and they bring the boats in, but those smugglers must have found a way around it.
They did.
It's called Turtle. It's a little like three-man submarine, like made of wood, from what I understand.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's a submersible vessel, and Yeah.
It uses air balloons made of intestines. It's very cool.
Huh. Well, I bet there's probably some magical spell applications that can be made for that kind of thing.
Hey, Roberto, who's your little friend, Roberto?
What little friend?
You're right there.
Don't you do it, or you're not playing with me right now. I'm not looking.
I'm not playing with you.
I'm not looking. Don't be a raccoon. I mean, sorry, David, but don't be a raccoon. Don't be a ghost raccoon. I don't want to lose a finger. I play my lute with these fingers. I don't want to lose a finger.
I don't bite fingers. That's disgusting. I don't know where those have been.
I might.
All right, Roberta, you're leading the group. Where are we heading next?
Well, if you come over here, you see that there's this boat over here, and we're going to be taking this little boat over here down the backside of these canals. And so from this boat here, we're going to float on down upriver and come up right here in the middle of this little housing development here.
All right, AJ, you're drawing the first diamond.
The king of diamonds, please.
That's Jay.
The four of diamonds.
Zach.
Six.
Six. Erica.
Ace.
Nice. Are we still on the boat, like under the bridge, looking up into an open space?
I think so. I think that's where we're. Funny. Yeah, I think we might be able to climb up. Or
do they have like the stone like under canal thing?
Of course. Yeah, the little walkway. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really pretty with all the lantern lights from the houses and then the night sky beyond.
Yeah, I would not open your mouth just in case the sewer system isn't working right. Just be careful.
What?
Why are we down here then? It's gross.
Well, it's all part of the tour.
You're not taking us to the tunnels, are you? Roberto?
No, I don't think I have permission.
We're not going in the tunnels. You can see the iron bars. I don't think we can even get in without a key.
Well, I mean, you can get in anywhere, but we're not going in those tunnels.
Well, don't forget, Torin, we have abilities to get around such things.
Small hands.
In this spot, a famous person died. Sightings of someone with a saber. People talk about shadow cats running around.
Ooh.
People feel a growing sense of dread.
All right. Reading about Point and its history, there was a certain clower that got together and made this place safe. They had like a barge that in the water that kept them safe, and then they had this boom that they got up, a big iron boom, and they made chains around it, wrapped it around to keep the dead out because they don't want to cross the iron, right? And so, and that chain is like really, really old, older than most dead things. But one of the things that happen also is, well, when you get too many people together in an area, territory starts happening, right? Territorial disputes. Well, you got the different types of folk. You got like the serenaders like me who like to play the lute, but who really want to play with swords. You know, that's really what I always wanted to do, was to be a sword fighter, but I was never, you know, I don't have the enough to be able to be a good sword fighter. I had a buddy, Ray, he was a really good sword fighter. Anyhow, so they, up there, they would have duels, and it was nasty. So you got these two, the different Unza families started fighting, and they would put a plank right up there, and they would draw sabers, and it was horrible. You had the man who, he went from neighborhood to neighborhood, from clowder to clowder to clowder, winning and beating everybody. And he would take paws as trophies. He was that bad. He was a bad dude. It was the young upstart who said, we are done with this and we will do it. Well, as things seem to happen here in Point, there's always a bit of trickery, right? Always a bit of trickery. So as they were on that plank, right up there, dueling, shing, shing, hua, hua, the great shadow cat fell because they broke the plank on them. And they went right in the water and they died. And it is rumored that at night, if you come down here, that Shadow Cat will take your paw.
Why do you bring me here?
Because it's a really good story. Or we can hang out and see if he shows up, and then if we can, we could capture him in something. Or
okay.
We can, I mean,
I'm feeling really uncomfortable.
I think it's just a story, so.
No, if any ghosts show up, I'm summoning a battle son.
Oh, yeah. I got a carrot here. You might need that for a spell component.
We should probably
never get it. Well, they always say you're fine until you start feeling a sense of dread.
I've been feeling dread since we've got here.
You know, and then you start thinking what type of dead it could be. You know, it could be one of those gnarly wraiths.
I don't want to know.
I mean, it's water. It's probably a wraith.
Well, I'm just, yeah, I know.
No, out of here. Nope.
And you know, the thing about the wraiths is they could be in water.
If I could reach your mouth, I would put my paws over it. I don't want to hear anymore.
I think I don't want to deal with any greater dead today. Let's move on.
That's not part of the plan. Let's go. Get going.
Okay.
David is holding his tail close.
Hiding his paws. Emily.
Ryan is looking over the side of the boat.
Adeline's got her tail and she's just like, nope, not playing.
Okay, I suppose we can go on.
Esther, you are leading the group to the next place.
All right. So we're going to continue to get in the boat and we're going to come over here and we're going to hop out of the boat and just go here to this very innocuous looking house.
You pay the gondolier because you don't want the black dog coming after you.
Absolutely. We tip him well.
Tip him, yeah. Everybody in this town tips really well.
You're drawing the first diamond.
Five.
Zach?
10.
10. Erica?
9.
9. AJ?
10.
10. 5, 10, 9, 10. So 5 is, in this spot, a grudge was settled. Sightings of a tall, gangly figure. People talk about someone who came back to life, and people feel something rubbing up against their leg.
Ew. David, get away from me. You're freaking me out.
I'm not even anywhere near you.
Oh, I don't like that.
After that story, I've kind of... You're freaking me out.
Roberta, I think you have some issues you need to work through.
Oh, yes. Torn has been telling me that for months now.
I've been saying that for a while, yes.
Okay, so here, this is the house of a merchant. There were two leather merchants originally in this town, and they sourced their leather from different places, and they each said that they were the leather merchant and had the best wares. And that was all good for a while, but then, it got really bad. I don't know why. But they just really started hating each other. And so finally, one day, the one leather merchant came to the other leather merchant and said, "That's it. We are going to settle this once and for all. We will have a duel." So they each took their swords. I don't know why they just didn't do leather work, but apparently they wanted to kill each other. So they each took their swords and they fought and they fought. Until the one leather merchant who owned this house got stabbed in the heart and died right here on this spot. His blood leaked into the ground, and you would have thought that would have been it. While the other leather merchant came over to gloat and look down on him, the dead leather merchant reached his hand up and grabbed his ankle and drug them both to the underworld. And, there was a crowd, so, everybody saw this happen, and there are two dead bodies there. And to this day, if you stand in this spot and you hold hatred in your heart, you too can feel something rubbing up against your leg.
I love you guys.
Roberto, stand over there and think about your uncle and that raccoon.
I'm ready to go. We should go.
Wait,
do you hate anyone?
Hate raccoons?
Get rid of Roberto, Torin?
I'm just saying, any spot where you can, have a spot where you can drag another person down to the rivers,
That's just a weak spot, and you should not be hanging around that spot without the proper implements and the proper crowd to be going downriver.
Well, you just don't have to hang around there with hate in your heart. Do you have any hate in your heart, Roberto?
All I'm saying is right now, not towards you, David.
He's trying to avoid the question.
Not towards any of you, no.
I do too.
What?
So
stand over there and tell me what you feel.
You guys ready to go get another drink or go to the bookstore?
Well, we left the bookstores behind. We're going to have to hit them on our way back to the inn. David, where to?
Oh, but the statue's so cool.
Do it. Do it.
All right. I know a shortcut. Cut through some alleys.
Excuse us. Pardon us. Sorry. Hey, that looks good for dinner. Hey, I'm sorry. I walk out of grave. Oh, here we go. Okay. All right.
Wait. No, this way. Hold on. Yeah, this way.
Are you sure you know a shortcut?
I mean, I'm short and I know how to cut through things. Yeah, this way. Yeah. Oh, here we are. Found it. Told you I'd find it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from the Grey Library. Thank you to SJ, Erica, AJ, and Zach for playing on these episodes. Be sure to check the show notes for links to all their projects. Creepy Crawls can be found at nightcastcreative.itch.io. Tales from the Grey Library was produced by Nightcast Creative. For more about us and the things that we make, visit nightcastcreative.com.